The only show that turns everything into inappropriate innuendo. This is Carpenter and Rothman.
Welcome back into Carpenter and Rothman. Matt Hayes, Bobby Carpenter. We're going to head to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We're going to link up with John Gassaway. He covers college hoops for ESPN.com. John, thanks so much for giving us some of your time. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, man, for hopping on. We are trying to find answers, sir, about what is going on with this Buckeye basketball team. We watched them lose to Minnesota last night on their home floor. Carr hits an amazing shot to end the game. But we were talking to start the show, John, just about the offensive struggles that this team is having right now. From what you've seen from this Ohio State team this year and maybe during this pocket of struggles that they're in, what to you is jumping out as the biggest issue for the Buckeyes right now?
Bad luck strikes. I mean, they've lost a number of close games. I hate to say keep the faith when the record in Big Ten play is so ugly, or for that matter in calendar 2020 is so ugly. But, you know, on the kinds of things that I look at, analytically speaking, that blowout win, what seems like a million years ago over Penn State, if you look at the Big Ten record as a whole, Ohio State's still outscoring its opponents by the same margin that teams that people are happy with, like, you know, Minnesota and Penn State and teams like that. So the luck hasn't gone the Buckeyes' way. Obviously, the record is plainly ugly, but this is still a tournament-quality team, and it's still got talent in both the paint and on the perimeter, and hopefully for Buckeye fans, the results will show that at some point.
And so I guess I look at this, and I'm trying to figure this out, John, like how they could look so good early in the year and look so bad now. I mean, what do you think is the biggest delineation from what changed, which seemed like right around that West Virginia loss?
Yeah, a couple things have been in play. For one thing, I would point out, West Virginia is way better than we thought, or than a lot of people thought. In Joe Lunardi, to give a plug to a colleague, his latest bracketology this morning, West Virginia's a 2 seed, so there's no shame in that loss. And then the other flip side dynamic, Ohio State was just playing incredible. Not to keep harping on that first Big Ten game against Penn State, but that was, in terms of efficiency, that was as good as offense and basketball gets. And I mean, that was one of the best offensive games we've seen in the Big Ten in the last 10 years. So you're not going to be looking that way every game. And this water has kind of found its own level. But again, the luck has gone against the Buckeyes in close games.
John Gassaway joining us here on The Fan. You can follow him on Twitter at John Gassaway, covers college basketball for ESPN.com. I want to ask you specifically about Caleb Weston and what you've seen from him this year, because to me, when I'm watching him play, John, it seems like there's kind of an in-between this year of, hey, do I want to be the big guy down low on the block, or do I kind of want to be the new age big that kind of spreads the floor and shoot threes and all that? From what you've seen from him, kind of, do you have maybe one thing that's kind of brought on maybe some inconsistencies for Caleb Weston this year?
It's interesting you say that, because you know, I do see hesitance, and it might be stylistic, as you say. It was striking in the game last night, not to bring up a sore subject, but the shot that was going to win or tie it for the Buckeyes, that was indeed a three by Weston, and it didn't go in. Yeah. So, I mean, that speaks to what you're talking about. Basketball fans of a certain age would be yelling at the screen saying, you know, get down low.
Right, yeah.
Make a post move. So, I mean, this is exactly what you're pointing out. If that three goes in, he's the hero, and everybody's saying, yeah, this is the future, this is the new age, and look, you're boosting your NBA draft stock because you're showing you can make that shot. It doesn't go in, and we say, you know, you're a big man, get down there in the paint. So he is kind of a twixt in between, but the good news for Ohio State fans is that this is a good problem to have, because he has the talent and he has the ability in both areas. So it just is a matter of plugging that in the area that the Buckeyes need it most.
John Gassaway covering college basketball for ESPN.com here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Matty in for Anthony. I'm Bobby on Carpenter and Rothman. And as we, you know, look at this, you know, there's a lot of young players here, John, and you're trying to figure out, you know, you've got a couple veterans in the Wessons. You know, how much of it do you kind of assign the blame to maybe just being young players, but How much of this blame do you ultimately put on Coach Holtman, who's done a masterful job since he's got here until these last probably 7 or 8 games?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because Holtman, of course, arrives in Columbus via a stint at Butler and more specifically the Big East. And when things are going well for Ohio State, I actually had occasion to write this, I believe it was last season, about how they've got a lot of the characteristics of vintage Villanova, both on offense and in defense. And I happened to hear back from a source close to the program saying, exactly right, you know, you've got it on the nose. And the thing about that style, as we've seen from Villanova itself in the past couple of years, is that when you're not making shots, it can look like it's not working. I guess that's true of any style on offense, but that's the case that we're seeing with the Buckeyes. Part of that can be youth, but, you know, we see youth work out for teams like the usual suspects, Duke and Kentucky, most years. So part of it is just execution. And, again, it did work early in the season. What we were seeing was not a fluke. Ohio State really was that good, and they're capable of that quality of performance. And I do think that going forward, we'll see something in between what we saw early and what we've seen recently.
John, Michigan State and Maryland right now, as we speak, are your highest ranked Big Ten team, sitting there at 11, that being Michigan State. And Maryland's coming in at 17 of the two teams right now sitting up top of the Big Ten as far as rankings go. Who do you believe in more, Michigan State or Maryland, or maybe someone else in the Big Ten that's ranked? But between those two teams, is there a team that you think is going to separate themselves potentially at the latter portion of the year in the Big Ten?
I'm not sure I see the potential for a team to separate themselves from a really strong and really deep Big Ten. And specifically, my concern with both of the teams you named is their reliance on one key figure. We thought we knew that going into the season about Michigan State and their reliance on Cassius Winston. He is really the alpha omega, and I mean that in a good way. He's an incredible player. With Maryland, I've been a little more surprised that Jalen Stick-Smith is the only guy really making shots on that offense this year. I didn't necessarily anticipate that would be the case. Great job on defense by the Terrapins, and you don't want to face them if you're an opposing offense. But that has surprised me a little bit on offense, and this is a Big Ten that looks like it's really going to be thick in between about the numbers 4 and 9 lines in the NCAA tournament. But I'm not sure there's anybody that can rise much above that.
Last one here for you, John. I just want to get your kind of landscape of just maybe the top teams around college basketball. You just look at the rankings right now, maybe of the top 5, top 10. Like, who is the one team you feel really good about as we inch closer to March Madness?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Big 12 is looking fantastic with both Baylor and Kansas and aforementioned West Virginia. They might all end up on the top 2 seed lines. I do like Kansas when they're not brawling in the stands, because with Azubuike, Dotson, and Marcus Garrett, I feel like they've got a 3-player core there, speaking both offense and defense, that's really tough for any other team nationally to match. So I wouldn't be surprised to see KU, for one, get all the way to Atlanta.
He's John Gassaway, covers college basketball for ESPN.com. You can follow him on Twitter at John Gassaway. Thanks so much for your time, John, and we'll reach out soon before tourney time starts, man. Thank you.
That sounds great. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Yeah. So there we are, Bob. There's kind of the national perspective there, and we'll start honing in more on March Madness as the days roll along. We'll